Americans with investments are wondering what the next week on Wall Street will bring. Last week, the broad S&P 500 index hit its lowest point in 3 years, with near-year lows for the NASDAQ and Dow. Then there was Friday's news of a spike in the unemployment rate, which was higher than expected. That added to the anxiety over when the stock market and the overall economy might turn around. NPR's Snigna Prakash put the question to some of the nation's top financial minds.
If you're an economist, there's only one question worth asking these days. Has this economy hit bottom yet?
It's flat on its back. It's barely holding its own.
Mark Zandi is chief economist at economy.com.
And the risks are exceedingly high that the economy is going to unravel into a full-blown outright recession.
Technically, a recession occurs when the economy shrinks for two consecutive quarters. In the quarter that ended in June, the economy essentially stood still. It grew just 0.2%, and economists are expecting at best slight growth in the quarter that ends this month. The U.S. economy's 10-year expansion was driven by consumer and business spending. Business spending is down sharply this year, but consumer spending is still growing. Household incomes have continued to rise, and people have taken cash out of their homes by refinancing their mortgages. Last week, for example, Walmart reported that sales rose 7% last month. That's partly because of the tax rebate checks. Still, it's not bad in a near recession. Again, Mark Zandi.
The hope is that consumers will hang tough long enough until businesses get their profits under control and stop cutting. And if that happens, then we'll make our way through the next 3-6 months without a full-blown economic downturn.
But can consumers hang tough in light of the news that unemployment is now close to a 4-year high and it's clear businesses aren't anywhere near being done with layoffs? Jim Glassman is a senior economist at J.P. Morgan Chase.
If the economy does not pick up soon, companies may have to continue to shed workers, and at some point that's going to undermine confidence, which has been holding up consumer spending. It's going to make people a lot more cautious, and that would be a bad thing.
Bad thing indeed. If consumers cut spending, businesses will cut more jobs, and economists say we'll tip into a recession. Among other things, economists will be watching the stock market to see if we're getting deeper into the slump or climbing out. Mark Zandi.
The economy is not going to come back until the stock market does, that's for sure. That's one thing that we know. So we need to see an improvement in the stock market before we'll see an improvement in the economy.
Jim Glassman of J.P. Morgan Chase agrees investors will bid up stock prices once they're confident the economy has hit bottom and before many people even realize the recovery is underway. But he warns that even a resurgent stock market won't look like it used to.
I don't think we're going to see a renewal of the kind of increases that we've had in the past 5 years in the stock market. I think it's unrealistic to think that we can see those kinds of gains when the market is already quite highly valued.
Glassman believes the U.S. economy will dodge a recession, but won't hit its stride until next summer. Until then, the economy will grow at a rate of 1 or 2%, he says, well below its capacity, and higher unemployment will remain a worry. There is one institution above all others that Glassman and other economists are putting their faith in these days. That's the Federal Reserve. They say it's frustrating that the Fed's repeated interest rate cuts haven't jolted the economy back to life, but they're sure the Fed will cut rates again next month, and eventually the medicine will work. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.